Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about gambling and the practice that can cause so much difficulty to our loved ones and families in our community. We're going to have a look at some of the reasons why people get themselves into difficulty and what you might be able to do to help yourself if indeed you do like a flutter. More and more emphasis has been put now on poker machines in our community. People are starting to question their existence in a lot of clubs and the amount of them. Some states in Australia have a huge amount of poker machines. They're a huge source of revenue for clubs and for governments. Because of this, they also represent a huge cause of distress and difficulty for people. And in more recent years, the upsurge in smartphone apps that are associated with gambling, of internet gambling, of phone betting, and all of these platforms that allow us to bet on everything from sport to the elections to celebrity relationships, have the ability to cause us difficulty and to get out of control. Not surprising then that this is an increasing issue in our community that we are dealing with, and that typical flutter that we're told the average Australian likes more and more often is causing a huge amount of anxiety and financial stress and relationship breakdown, and in some cases even suicide as a result of financial pressure associated with gambling. Even though we're not talking about a substance, the pattern of behaviour associated with gambling fits into a model of addiction and dependency and shares elements of any other dependency around doing the behavior in secret, so the element of secrecy, increased time or focus during the day, time spent gambling, or focus, mental focus, thinking about gambling, the use of the behavior to manage and regulate our emotions, our inner world, say, for example, the use of gambling to relax. As a result of that, ironically, the increase in stress. And then the issues associated with job and relationships and things that come as a result of any behavior are all hallmarks of dependency and addiction. So therefore, gambling fits a pattern that people can become dependent on a certain type of behavior. Ironically and sadly, stress is all too often associated with gambling, and it's actually the financial stress that someone finds themselves under that allows them to start to fantasize about reducing that stress through gambling and hopefully winning, that then actually causes more stress when they start losing, and then people try to do a really unique behavior of trying to win back their losses. So they put more money in, they throw good money after bad, trying to reclaim their losses, and so often end up financially destitute. One of the differences between gambling and other substances is that there's always that tantalizing possibility of winning, but the odds are seriously stacked against that behavior, and most people report that they find that. It's also true, unfortunately, that the poker machines, the shiny, buzzy, bright lights and sounds associated with them are actually based on the principles of human learning and operant conditioning, where small wins over time keep someone engaging with the behavior, and actually, even though they're losing, the small wins that they get keep them there so that they put more and more money through. And even the size, the shape, the lights and sounds all are designed to engage the human mind and to be relaxing and to keep people at the machines. It's worth keeping that in mind when you think about them and when you think about putting money in. Some of the tips on what you might be able to do, what you might be able to encourage a loved one to do, are to set themselves some limits, to be really cautious of their access to money, particularly when they're thinking about gambling. Having less access to money is obviously a lot safer. To consider what they can actually afford, and in really extreme cases, to actually consider self-exclusion from poker machine venues. Sometimes it is the safest way that people are able to manage this particular dependency and addiction. So have a think about what you're really gambling with this week with Mind Games.